It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're joined today by Missy Higgins.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you just, as my understanding is, you just pretty much landed in the States to begin, as we like to say in the vernacular, advancing the campaign.
Yes, I arrived here, not a couple of days ago, actually, and I got severely burnt straight away.
Right, they had you doing an outside shoot. You performed out in the sun without sunblock.
I did, yeah. I almost literally got off the plane and then just went outside for about 2 hours in the direct sun, and I'm paying for it now. Because I've just come from winter in Australia.
Thankfully, you were able to come to KCSN and do this incredible performance with us.
Yes, I was. And it's really nice to be here, actually, indoors, out of the sun.
And with bottled water.
And with really nice sparkling water.
Yeah, glass,
saying,
too.
This is really
see,
delicious.
We go full bore for you. We don't
it's
put
really
it in plastic.
Posh here.
Yeah, we like to make you feel comfortable. Now, I was checking in an interview you did in, I believe it was with a Melbourne paper. In talking about the old Razzle Dazzle, your new album coming out, you stated that you, I don't know if it was concerned or you were more or less forewarning some of your longtime fans that some of the songs on the album might be somewhat unexpected. You know, the styles that you would, and you even used the term, they might polarize some of your old fans. Give me an idea of what you were thinking when you made that comment.
Yeah, I think... you know, anytime you slightly change your sound, you're going to polarize your fans. So I think, you know, in this instance, it's not really that dramatic, but I've, you know, kind of slightly moved away from the real kind of acoustic singer-songwriter sound. And these songs are a bit more kind of fun and experimental with their production. You know, we really had fun in the studio just kind of being creative and putting on lots of, you know, background vocal harmonies. And, you know, even in one song we made animal noises in the background and lots of cool little percussion instruments and synthesizers. And so, you know, the production plays a much bigger role in the song than it has previously in my other albums.
This is called Everyone's Waiting. The part I'm expected to play, but in the reflection I am worlds away. As I put my costume on, our lashes one by one. Been doing this so long, I could tie the knot behind my back. And everyone's waiting, but it's getting harder to hear when my heart is saying, 'cause everyone's waiting. Just swallow and breathe, she says. Remember, this ain't for you, it's for them. And all of those painful lessons you've had to learn, you gotta use them now or never. 'Cause everyone's waiting. It's getting harder to hear when my heart keeps saying, turn it off, I wanna turn it all when everyone's waiting. It makes it harder to hear when my heart keeps saying, turn it off, I wanna turn it off. Make it all, how do you make it all stop when everyone's waiting? Everyone's
clearly, you know, your songs mean a whole lot to you. I mean, it's not like the songs, when we hear them coming out of you, seem detached in any regard. You're deeply engaged in that process. I wonder, you step back for a while. You quit music, you know, or you thought this wasn't going to be the life for you. What went through your mind on all that, and what brought you to that thinking?
Yeah, after my last album, I think I was a bit burnt out. You know, I'd done a lot of touring, especially in the States. And I don't know, I it came time to write for my third album, and I tried and tried, and nothing would come. And I just took that as a sign, you know. I mean, I'm talking like a year and a half of trying, and nothing came. So I thought, you know, maybe that's it for me. And it just wasn't making me happy anymore. And I think, you know, if my parents taught me anything, it's that that's the most important thing in life, to be happy. So I decided to just challenge myself, I guess, and try something different with life. And yeah, I was quite sad in a way, because music has always been such an important thing for me, and such an important way of expressing myself and venting. So I think, you know, but it's kind of one of those things where I didn't feel like I had much choice, because I wasn't inspired anymore. But I thankfully kind of made my way back to music, and it was, funnily enough, it was Lilith Fair,
right,
that I got asked to play on a couple of years ago. And at that point, I hadn't played a show in a couple of years,
now,
at least.
Now, let me ask you a question about that. Was Sarah aware that you had walked away from it? And was this her kind of trying to encourage you to come back? Or was it just she was oblivious to the fact that you had taken the break and just asked?
Yeah, no, I mean, she wasn't aware. Nobody was aware, because I hadn't really told anybody.
Right, there was no press release.
No. The only person I'd told was my close friends and family, and my manager and record company, obviously. But yeah, no, she had no idea, I'm pretty sure. And I'm not even sure if she knows now that was the, you know, a big part of the reason why I came back to music, because I played those shows and it was just like, the life came flooding back to me, and I was so inspired again. And I guess I just remembered how much fun it is to play music, and how lucky I am to be able to do that. And I really wanted to write another album so I could start touring again.
This song's called Hello, Hello. I would have gone with you that night if you'd have asked me, and I wouldn't have left your side, but you must. To the rain, stubborn as a child, while right here I stayed. Hello, hello, is anybody there? You're disappearing and it's getting hard in bed. Hello, hello, oh, when are you gonna see? You have to take me with you if you don't wanna lose me. I'd fight, dagger in hand, inside you. If only I knew what you're battling, but you crawled out of the dark into my sunshine, and I don't dare ask, hello, hello, is anybody there? Your disappearing act is getting hard in a bed. Hello, hello, oh, when you gonna see? You have to take me with you if you don't wanna lose me. Cause I wanna follow, just let me follow. I promise I don't scare Casey much.
Took time. I'm going to assume, based on just some of the logistics of the time off, there was certainly had to be spiritual journeys as well as physical journeys. You went to the outback. You went to ashrams. You went deep into the Amazon, did you not?
Yeah, they weren't consciously spiritual journeys. I mean, Those things actually, believe it or not, happened by accident. I got invited to a wedding over in India, but a good friend of mine was getting married. So I went over there and I thought, well, while I'm over here, I may as well do some traveling. So I did, and it turned out to be an amazing and very spiritual experience and hugely eye-opening. And then in India, I happened to meet and make friends with a couple of people from Brazil who a few months later invited me over there, and I was just in that place in my life where I was saying yes to everything, you know? And so I ended up going down the Amazon with them and staying in this remote village and sleeping in a hammock, you know, for a week. And it was so beautiful and so incredible and so far outside my everyday world. I definitely learned a lot, I think, in my travels. None of them were... as I say, conscious, you know, decisions to try and find myself or anything. But I think just along
some
the
wisdom,
way.
Some wisdom seeped in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with every bit of travel you do, or just, you know, with every bit of exploring you do, even if you don't leave your own home city, you know, if you keep your mind open and just say yes to everything, you definitely learn a lot. Sounds good, if I'm honest.
Darling, if I'm honest, you've been on my mind all day. And lately, if I'm honest, I can't bring myself to think no other way. I've been doing all kinds of reckless things to forget your face. Like going out on the town, throwing around all that love I kept for you. But no one touches me like you used to. It's a shame, but it's true. Nobody loves me the way that you do. happy to meet your stare. Dancing towards any stranger with your crazy eyes, away with golden hair. I've been fighting all kinds of useless ways just to push it all down. Like spinning around till I fall into the ground. But no one touches me like you used to. It's a shame, but it's true. Nobody loves me the way that you used to. And I painted over all the cracks, but now the paint is peeling back. Oh.
If I've learned anything, I've learned that I'm never 100% locked into anything in my life, and I'm always changing my mind. The best thing that I can...
Mercurial personality you have.
Yeah, I guess so. I wish I wasn't quite so mercurial, but I am. And I think, you know, the best thing you can do is just do what makes you happy in the moment and not expect too much of yourself. So I'm definitely not locked into making any more music in the future. I think I most likely will, because it seems to be the only thing that I truly feel alive doing, and I really, really love it. But, you know, who knows? I have no idea what the future holds.
And you shouldn't worry about it, because you got today.
Yeah.
And you're making great music. Today you've did performances that certainly touched the hearts of both your existing fans and I'm sure helped develop some new fans here in Los Angeles. As you perform, you know, I'll wrap it up with this. I mentioned how, you know, you really do. I mean, even in our performance studio, there are artists that come in and you can see, you know, sometimes it's this veteran performers. They can turn it on and off with a switch. And other times artists sit down and they put every ounce of their being into a song, even though there's only a handful of people around. You seem to be that type of artist.
Thank you.
Is it easy to generate, you know, to go there, you know, on demand, as it were?
Not always, but I don't know. I think this album is something I'm very passionate about, and it feels really good to be playing new songs, and it feels really good to be back with, yeah, a new album after not having any new music for so many years. And I'm really, you know, I'm proud of the songs and I don't know, it always feels especially good to play new songs, I think. So who knows, in 10 years time I may not be seeing them as passionately as I am now, but in saying that, I do really love performing. It's one of those things that I can almost always lose myself in the performance, just because I really, really enjoy it, and I have since I was a young teenager. So yeah, hopefully, well, it will stay that way.
The performance today was gorgeous. It's Missy Higgins, who has the album The Old Razzle Dazzle coming soon. We've heard selections from it today. Of course, they've been hearing Hello, Hello with frequency here on KCSN. We really are glad you stopped by, and hope that this album, this campaign, And this reconnection to music goes every way you want it to.
Thank you. You know you
have our support and our fingers crossed for you. That when you come back the next time, you say, I'm in full bore. I'm having a blast.
I will. I'll say, I'm doing this forever.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's what we want to hear. It's Missy Higgins joining us on 88.5 KCSN. Thank you.
Thanks.